It's crazy when I say that I believe there was another life I once lived. A life. A long, long time. I really believe that I lived in the Holy Roman Empire. I was called the Emperor Tuchus Facius. And together with my bride, Sleazebagius, we had a rather idyllic lifestyle. And I remember it was the time of the Great Feast. And as always, preceding the Great Feast, there would be a parade. And so, Sleazebagius and I climbed into the royal coach to wave at the gathered masses as the parade continued. Along with me in the coach of honor was my daughter Syphilidicus and my son Forskinius. I did, however, wink at my favorite wench from the baths, Felatia, as she stood in the crowd and pursed her lips hungrily. I said, let the parade begin! And so, my chariot proceeded down the center boulevard. I nodded to all my acquaintances as we went. I screamed greeting to my right-hand man, Numnutius. I said, oh, look! Sleazebagius, look! There's Spartacus over there. She said, why, I haven't seen him since he and Testiculus and Pud Pompeius came over for that poker game. I said, I remember. I remember how much money Pud Pompeius lost. Yes, Spartacus, how are you? Oh, look, there's Gildonius. Gildonius! Hi! Wonderful day for a parade. I said, oh, hello, Harpocles. Forgive me for not kissing your hand. I said, honey, look. You seen Harpocles? Yes. She's hanging out with Forskinius lately. I don't want to talk about the two of them, but I think they've changed slightly, if you know what I mean. Oh, hey, look, there's Blue Bolius. Blue Bolius! Buddy! How are you? And so the parade went rolling rather nicely through the main square. Until suddenly, Hemeroidocles came running up to me and said, sire, there's a problem with the parade. I said, problem? What's the problem? He said, well, the leader of the parade, Square Asius, has informed me that all the soldiers are complaining because the elephants are out in front of the soldiers. And the elephants keep fouling the roadway, and the soldiers have to walk through the elephants' leavings. I said, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that in front of this mile-long parade, the first thing people come upon are 14 elephants? And Square Asius said, yes, my sire. I said, that's ridiculous. Of course it's going to be a problem with 14 elephants just moving their bowels whenever they want. The army has to walk through. What a stupid idea. When you organize a parade, you're supposed to have the men walking first and then the animals, and then it doesn't matter if the animals are going to. Who came up with the stupid idea of putting the elephants first? He said, Douchebagius, sire. I said, well, you bring me Douchebagius right now, and I want to have a word with him. So sure enough, Limpwangius came through the crowd, leading Douchebagius at the point of a sword. I said, Douchebagius, come here a second. Limpwangius, you can go. Douchebagius, this is the most stupid arrangement I've ever seen in a parade. Will you look at my men's boots? He said, I'm sorry, sire. I said, Douchebagius, you go around there and you change the order of this parade, all right? I want the elephants in back and the men in front. He said, I will, my sire, I will. I said, well, see to it. And sure enough, he went limping off down the road. Well, I watched, and about 30 feet away from my royal carriage, Douchebagius began to take a massive constitutional right there in the roadway. I said, my God! We marched up to where he was, and I said, Douchebagius, what do you think you're doing? He looked around, and he said, well, sire, under the circumstances, I didn't think it could hurt. I said, get on